Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, our next guest has had an incredible career throughout Hollywood, starring on SNL back in the late 80s, early 90s, going on to hit films like The Animal, Hot Chick, Deuce Bigelow, amongst many others. And he now has a new podcast which debuted this summer, which is really cool. It's him and his wife on a weekly podcast called See What Happens, and it discusses kind of everything, show business, parenting, food, philosophy. Some guests, including their gardener, shows up. It's a really cool new podcast, and it's called See What Happens, and it's co-hosted by Rob Schneider, and Rob joins us this morning on the show. Rob, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. How's everything going?
Everything's great, man. Thanks so much for joining us. You know, it's funny, your podcast does a little bit of everything. You go into everything. And I was listening to a recent episode where you guys were talking about steroids. And, you know, us being a sports radio show, we talk about steroid use in athletics a lot. And I always think, how much steroids or HGH is being used in Hollywood? Because you got actors and actresses that look like they never age. How rampant is HGH use? Do we need testing?
I will tell you this. It's a combination of things. You know, first of all, actors, all they got to do is take care of the way they look. That's their job, pretty much, and then hopefully have an agent that gets the movies. But they can also, I have a guy who worked on the first season of Real Rob on Netflix, or seasons one and two, streaming now, by the way. And his job was this very, very famous, when it was to like $250,000, he gets a movie for his company, take away the lines on her face in every frame.
Really? There's that much digital editing?
Yes. Of course there is. You know what? There's as much digital editing as there is egos and narcissism. Of course there is. You know, but I would say that, like, you know, when I was doing The Animal and stuff, I was doing, like, legal steroids. Not that anybody would care if I was doing illegal, but I was doing, like, the very basic stuff. Because it's about what it is. It's about helping you recover, helping you do more sets. You know, there are also people who take steroids and then don't work out and they become a mess. But, you know, it's a, the thing is, there's so much pressure to succeed in our culture. There's so much pressure to win at all costs, because you could see the benefits of it that, you know, why wouldn't you?
Wow.
Why wouldn't you try to get an advantage? I mean, I did a movie with a guy who's a professional football player for 16 seasons. I won't mention his name, but you could probably figure out who it was. And, you know, he was in his, he was like 36 when he was still playing. And, of course, he was taking this thing called Winstrol, which was the steroids, which was kind of undetectable because you spend, you know, you still get the benefits even though you get off it and it's no longer detectable anymore.
It's hard for me to imagine Deuce Bigelow doing steroids, but on the set of The Animal, are you actually injecting?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Are you injecting?
No. I was just taking that little stuff that you get at, like, the DMC, the pink stuff.
Oh, okay.
The simplest stuff, but it was still, like, technically, you know, I would never do the other heavy stuff, because not that I don't want the results, I'm just so much of a wuss. But anyway, he was saying, like, I'm going up against monsters, and these guys are 23, whatever. So the only way I can try to hang in there and is to, take any advantage that I can get, and I'm going to do it. And so he did it, you know. And it's like, I just wish that they would have admitted it. You know, and if the great Roger Clemens would have just admitted that, listen, I was trying to be a hero to my team. I was trying to heal quicker. I was trying to come back faster. And I made some judgments that were, in hindsight, not good for the game. Because here's the thing, a lot of people don't realize this, and I remember the great Dusty Baker was setting me straight about this years ago. He said, you got to understand, these baseball players are 25 years old physically, but emotionally, they're 15. You got guys who've been wiping their butts and telling them how great they were since they were like 7, 8 years old. They were the best of the best all the way, and the next thing you know, they're just, you know, they're not actually as mature as you know, people who struggle and have to get their really work for a living. So I think there's that immature mindset that goes hand in hand with the pressure of succeeding, and then you get hurt and it could all be going away. You're going to do whatever you can to do it, to hang in there and succeed. So I think it's a cultural thing. I don't think you can just, it's necessarily the athletes. It's also the culture, putting so much pressure, giving so much high reward that is just disproportionate to, like, you know, other jobs in society, which are far more important. It's just, you know, it is what it is. So, you know, and then again, you have the careers. I mean, forget about it. To me, the steroids is only part of the issue. You also have the fact that, you know, the majority of athletes go bankrupt 4 years after they retire. And these are the guys who have at least been in it 4 years. So I really think there needs to be, like, a social media training when they go into training camp. They need to know about, like, you know, when you're going out with girls, there needs to be, like, a seminar about that. You need to have a seminar about it's just, you know, how to be an adult.
Okay.
And finance. So I do think that, like, in some ways we fail our athletes, and in some ways we put too much pressure on our culture. And this is what you get.
This is Outside the Lines with Rob Schneider joining us here on the DA Show. You know, Rob, with steroid use, you're never going to get into the Hollywood Hall of Fame. They're going to keep you out like Cooperstown. Bud Selig has already said no chance for you. Sorry.
I'll deal with it. I'm already out of the Hollywood in general.
So on your podcast, you talk about parenting quite a bit. Do you see good parenting in Hollywood amongst your acting friends, or really bad detached parenting?
I see some excellent, incredibly emotionally involved nannies. I see, like, the nannies that are really involved.
Right, yeah.
I see some nannies that are less involved,
yeah.
That are just there for the day getting a paycheck. But I see some terrific nannies that, you know, from that 8 to 4 grind, that are really into it and that then genuinely take their job of parenting these kids who they're not related to for more money than they'd make for working for non-famous people. They take it very seriously. No, but in all honesty, I mean, I see the gambit of it. I do think that, you know, you have parents that that are just working. And, you know, and I've been able to, like, you know, see some very close friends of mine. And what they do, they make the right decision, is they make their kids feel valued. And it isn't necessarily because you could be with your kids, and it doesn't mean they feel valued because you're not as intense with them. You know, I mean, you see parents all the time on the phone, and their kids are just, you know, pulling them up, pulling to try to get their attention. So I think if you can just turn it off and give them at least 2 hours of 100% of your attention, then they're going to feel valued. And I think what, you know, some of the parents that I've seen are more successful are the ones, if they're going to do a movie or something, if they're lucky enough to be in a financial place, they bring the kids with them and make it part of the thing, you know. And it's, in some ways, it's like circus people. You know, it's like rich. We're living in trailers. I mean, like, I'm doing a movie in Massachusetts right now. I'm living in a trailer, you know, and it's like it's a nice movie trailer, but it's technically it's a trailer. It's like you're living in a mobile home. So, you know, and you're eating out of plastic cups and plates and plastic forks, you know, and it's like it is what it is. You know, you're having coffee at 2 a.m. But, you know, the main thing is, I think kids can survive a lot as long as they feel valued. And if you spend time with them and you let them know they're loved and that they're great. I think the problem is we tell our kids they're too great, you know, and now they don't. And then they're going to get out in the real world and they realize. I think that's part of the problem we're having in society now, is that we told this last generation, because we stopped hitting kids about 35 years ago. Now these new kids, they never got smacked and they think they're too good. And, you know, like in our school, where my kid goes to in Los Angeles, the private school, and she's like, you know, I live out in the boonies, so there's a private school out there. So, and she, you know, there's no losers in any of the games. I go, who won? No, we all won. So what? Well, if everyone's a winner, then technically everyone's also a loser.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes.
These are quality first world problems we're having.
That's exactly right. Rob Schneider joining us this morning on the show. He's got a brand new podcast, See What Happens, just debuted last month. It's a really cool podcast. I really love the fact that you go through some of your origins of your comedic career as well, like stand-up. And I just want to play one quick clip for you here, because I love this. I love this old sketch from SNL, and I got to figure this might have been your brainchild.
Here's my friend.
I was wondering, can I get a little more juice for the sandwich?
You like the juice, eh?
Yeah.
Helios, more juice for the gyro.
What?
You like the juice, eh?
I like the juice.
Juice.
Yeah.
Juice is good.
Very good.
You play the owner of Hub's Gyros, Jason Alexander. George Costanza wants more juice for the gyro. I feel like that had to be you and Adam Sandler's brainchild at like 4 in the morning.
No, they knew that I was going to perform it really well because I have a good rhythm to my stuff. It's kind of a musicality to my delivery. And so, but it was all Rob Smigel and Adam Sandler. And if you listen to that second voice, you laggity Jews, that's Adam Sandler. And then Rob Smigel's in there and Chris Farley. Pretty darn good group, I would say.
What a ridiculous cast that was. Listen to See What Happens with Rob Schneider and his wife Patricia, a weekly podcast where they discuss show business.
You lagging the podcast. You lagging the podcast. I get you more podcasts.
You lagging the podcast.
You lagging the podcast. Podcast is good. I get you more podcasts.
Listen to it right now, all places that the podcast are available, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, available every Tuesday there. See What Happens. Rob, this was a lot of fun, man. Thanks so much. Let's do it again.
I get you. You like the podcast. I get you more podcasts. I enjoy the interview, but I enjoy you get to the more of the podcast. Thank you so much.
Okay. Rob Schneider joining us this morning on the show. That took every turn I could have ever imagined. I did not think we were going to do 5 minutes with Rob Schneider on PEDs and sports. I definitely did not think we were going to be digging back through the Mitchell report with Rob Schneider, Deuce Bigelow. I did not think we would be talking parenting on millennials with Deuce Bigelow. But I'm glad by the end we got a, you like it, the podcast. Yes, you like it, the podcast. The sketch is so stupid and ridiculous. It is Rob Schneider, Adam Sandler, Chris Farley, and they are all dressed in mustaches, big black mustaches, and curly hair, working at a Greek gyro place. And Jason Alexander is eating a gyro, and Mike Myers says, yeah, if that gyro is a little dry, go ask for some more juice. So Jason Alexander, George Costanza, goes up and is like, hey, can I get a little bit more juice? You like it a juice. Oh, you like it a juice. Yeah, you like it a juice. Oh, the juice is good. You like it a juice. And they just do this for 6 minutes. It's just 6 minutes of you like it a juice at Hub's Gyro. And it's always, to me, like one of the most ridiculous sketches with the most amazing cat. You like it a juice. Oh, you like it a juice. Oh, you like it a juice. You like it a juice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.